baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
Woman. This woman was in particular a woman that believed in God, because it says, certain. This woman was not of the streets. She was of the church. But death had came in our home. And sometimes when death comes in our homes, we find ourselves asking God why it had to happen to, you know, that person, why you had to call him a home and all these other people out there doing any and everything that he can pick them up to do with you. Call a Christian man home that was serving you, and not only was he serving you, he feared you. What was it said that? What was it more than that? It said a certain woman of the wives, and let them know that she was married, but now she is a widow. Don't say how old she was. Don't say her name, but she's a widow. Know that. Because her husband had got, in other words, her husband was a preacher, because it's right there in the text. If you look at the text, the Bible says, the son of the prophets. So that lets us know a prophet is a preacher. He was going to seminary school, if you look back and go into deep theology of that passage of scripture. He was a student in seminary trying to do things right, going about to take up on the responsibility as being a preacher. But in the course of the matter, he finds himself gone on to be with the Lord. But that's when trouble comes. You know, trouble comes when you least expect it. You're down to your last dime, when you're down to nothing, when your back is against the wall, look like somebody can just look like you say, Lord, you know I've been through all this hell and hot water. You know my bills are due, but look like you just still letting the devil just put me upside the head. I just spoke your word. I have told you about what I'm going through. It looks like you still ain't coming to my rescue. I know I'm talking to somebody this morning. But in the picture it says, Elijah, or Elisha, you want to come. In the middle part of chapter 1, it says, she did not go to the creditors. She didn't go to First Capital One Bank and try to get no money. She didn't go to her sister if she had a sister or brother. She went to the preacher. Let me tell you something. If you got a godly person in your house, you know you can test it. When you go through something like that, you're not going to go to no man, you're going to go to that person that you know that's trying to live right. Elisha was the prophet during that time. And she went to that prophet crying her soul out to the man of God. And she began to tell him her problem. She began to pour out what's happening in her life. She began to tell the man of God all of her business, saying that some creditor had came and knocked on her door. And not only did he knock on her door, he came with threats to take away my two children. And I know you women of mothers in this house this morning, you can test that no matter how or what trouble my child, I still got love for my child. They can be low down and dirty to you, but you still, mother's gonna still sit in the corner with your child, because that's my child. She or he may be bad as the world and may be on drugs, may be doing any and everything under the sun, but that's my child. And because he's my child, I got to do what I'm supposed to do. Now the child might not do what they're supposed to do, but mother is going to do what she's supposed to do. And if she's a praying mother, first of all, she's going to start talking to you. Do you know what she's saying? And that's the way I can remember Mama was. So many times I was on them drugs And I would come on that, and then come over to her house with pockets of money and been out there in the streets. And every time I would begin to try to give her something, she would always turn me up. I knew she needed it, but it was just something about Mama. She wouldn't take that kind of money. Because the old folks would say, all money ain't good money. They got blood on that money. And they wouldn't take that kind of money. I know I got to do that.
Amen.
It wouldn't take it. In this chapter, back to what I'm saying, you will see a mother's pride turns to a mother's pride. And you know, sometimes mothers, you will find yourself doing things for your child when you say you even ain't going to do it. I'm not going to buy you nothing for Christmas. I'm not going to even pay for that school fee because you've been bad. I'm not going to even, because you're on the foot, I'm not going to pay the insurance. But sooner or later, when it's the deadline for you, for them to bring that money to the school, I know I got some business to go. I'm going to tell the truth. Y'all know y'all Baptists will tell the truth. I'm in hell and hot water. I'm not going to. You're going to find some way to get that money to satisfy that child. Even if it's a computer, you know those things are $4,500. You're gonna take your card, your bank card, or your whatever it is it takes to satisfy that child. And especially if she made an A's and B's in school. Don't let her do it. You're gonna do that and some. But now here in this chapter here, you will find that this woman here is trying to protect her children. Not her. She's not trying to protect herself. She says, saying, thou servant. Look what she said. Thou husband, my husband. And then, I don't want to get over there. She didn't call Elijah a preacher. She didn't call Elijah reverend. She said, servant. Because I know you're servant, Elijah. I just saw you when you told them over in chapter 3 that when Ahab's son Joram and Jehoshaphat and them was out there in the wilderness and you told a musician, say, start playing, and it started playing, and the word began to move in a miraculous way. And say it now, you're not going to see no rain, and you're not going to see no wind, but that valley of water will be right there, full of water, no ditches, and it's going to be a light thing from above. I just saw that. I heard about that. So I'm not going to call you preacher, pastor. I'm going to call you sir. It's right there in the text. And then she says, my husband is dead. He's gone on now. He finished and he left us behind. And he left us with some bills that I must pay for. Them. The trouble that he had and all the consequences, they're gone. But now I'm here alone as a widow. And I'm not looking for to be with nobody else's husband or to take nobody's husband. Out of shackle with another man so she can pay. Because she could have done all of that. I'm pretty much sure. Because it says same time. But instead, she did the right thing. She went to the servant of God. And she poured out her complaints. And see, that's what you have to do sometimes. You have to pour out your complaints to the Lord. And while pouring them out, you have to give him some praise while you're doing it. You may have to shed some tears. You may have to bow down a little while. And you may have to cause some pain. Because in this journey, I told you every week, this is involved. Talked about, ridiculed, lied on, false witnesses. That's part of the ball. It's just like an athlete. When you begin to be a running back, you know you're going to get hit if you're a running back. But you're going to get some good money for that. And you just saw the draft the other day, that boy that's playing for Florida A&M, and that boy that was quarterback for Texas A&M, he's going on here and there and all that. They're going to get hit, but they're going to get some money. But when you're in the ball game, him, and when you're running the football for Jesus, you may not get no money, but I got a plan. I may not get the money that they got, and I may have to shed some tears and lose a little thing, but I don't believe I'm going to lose nothing, because if I follow the script right, the script going to make me win anyway. Because it's going to take some stuff from the evildoers, and it's going to be in my house sooner or later if I just follow the script. But that's what we got to do. We got to follow the script. Didn't I say the other week on Batman and Robin? Oh, Lord. That was a script, wasn't it? Looked like Batman and Robin wasn't going to win, was it? But the script was wrote like that. Just like this script is wrote like this. Bless them that curse you. Put those who despitefully use you. That's what the script said, didn't it? The script said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. That's the script, ain't it? I may not have what I want to have, but if I keep on following the script, sooner or later, I have some history. I have a couple of them. May not have what LeBron James have. May not have the things that, all those quarterbacks have, but I know one thing. Serve the Lord. It'll be all about the one. Doing right, you're going to get blessed. You may not, and you're going to get blessed on this side. You ain't got to wait till you get to the other side. No. You're going to get blessed on this side, baby. I don't care what nobody says. Keep on doing what you're doing, and sooner or later, that man from Galilee going to step in and give you a little something. She cried. And she says, my husband is dead. Quotation mark there. And it says in conjunction, and thou knowest, sir. Look what she said. She said seven twice, didn't it? She said, and thou knowest that thou servant. She didn't call me the one a preacher. She called her husband last servant, but she called the preacher servant first. What's that? It said, thou servant, my husband is dead. And then she said, and thou knowest that thou servant did fear the law. Women. There may not be nobody in here. All the other men. If you try to coach somebody that ain't in the law, you can let them go. They ain't here today. But I told you in Bible study, I was high in the spirit here and turned from preaching about what we was talking about to them girls. Went to church in the next service. Anointed woman of God said exactly, am I lying? That's why I'm here today. We need to run you or draw you. Said the same thing. She said, ooh, I'm picking it up, baby. Ooh, you flip with your mouth. I'm picking it. I wish I would have. Y'all was some of those who got what? The same thing that I said last Sunday to them twins, which is my nieces, went into the next service, and the same thing. Now that's confirmation, ain't it? That's why I tell you, when I'm up here, I'm under the anointings. Now, you talk about whatever, but I'm under the anointings. And let me tell you something about the anointing, that it is far from the Lord. But if you talk against and blaspheme the Holy Ghost, you are in damnation of hellfire. That's what the book said, though. That's what? That's what? Girl, 3 weeks ago on Monroe Street with a flip set. She didn't know when she walked out that house and talked to her mother and called her mother everything but a child of God. When she walked out that house, boom! Dropped dead right there. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Let me tell you something. This script here is something. Because if you keep the script in you, and if something do happen, you got a chance. You know, in court, they say if you got a lawyer, you may have, if you got a paid lawyer, not no state appointment, but if you got a paid attorney, he gonna speak for you. Now, 10, you might get off with some probation or parole or, and all this kind of stuff, because you got a lawyer. But see, this is your lawyer here. This is your lawyer right here. You don't need nobody else to talk for you. Why are you going down there to the prison? Why are you going to talk to somebody about your fear? He's already been there. He's already been there. And let me show you something. And he just don't just show up and just, but when he come, he show up and he shows out. Why are you going to the president? The president smiled and he said, I'm gonna make it all right for you. I'm gonna give it to you this time to have it. And if you don't,
I'll tell you what I know. Some win, some will sin. This a lot of people don't like to hear me, but that's okay, baby. You better open your mouth. You better open your ears, because these days and time, you need the Lord. People are dying like flies. 7 funerals in Alexandria yesterday, right over there. I looked over and went far away, and boy, you couldn't even get in there. I'm trying to tell you now, this thing, what we're doing, this real. Houston and Chico used to be like this, they have 2 or 3 funerals. But now, this in Alexandria now, this should come here. My cousin Wayne Powell used to say, man, I went to about 10 years ago, and man, they had 3-4 people at the same time. This happened here now. You couldn't even get up in God's remembrance yesterday. I said, what is that? All out there on New York Avenue, Carl's Park, all the way down, trying to get up in the grave, y'all. Couldn't get up in it. What's wrong? Death is come up into our wilderness and entered into our palaces to cut off the children from without. Jeremiah 9:21, that's what he said, don't he? That's what he said, don't he? The Bible says, back to the text. She said, look what she said. I ain't going to be long with y'all long, because I know y'all got dinner and y'all want to eat y'all dinner, but I want to just let y'all eat spiritual food for a couple of minutes. The Bible said, she calls her husband servant. And then she says, he's feared the Lord. So that lets me know that he was a worshiper of Christ. And that lets me know that even though I serve the Lord, death won't come to me and you sooner or later. That lets you know that, don't you? But it says it right there in the text. It's right there in the text. Thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And then she said, but now the creditors have found out that he died. And he can't pay what he owed him. So they got to take away my children. And the preacher says in verse 2, as I hurry up and begin. Verse 2, come here, verse 2. Preacher said, what you got in your house? He probably already knows she ain't had nothing. Preacher said, what you have in your house? She said, I don't have anything. Make a pin there. I remember the times, Brother Neil, we didn't have nothing in our house. Yeah. I remember the times when we had to go to bed. We didn't go to bed hungry, but we all we had was some flapjacks and a little jacket and we crossed down the street. And we would get on our knees, down on our knees, and we would start calling on the name of the Lord. I didn't know what was happening. I'd be peeping and looking, but I didn't know what was really going on. And that man that sang would strike up a song and say, Calvary, Calvary, still he died on Calvary. And mama would start striking up a song and say, I know it was the blood. And they began to start singing a song. And after a while, that's like Mr. Reese and all of them on the front porch. And I was looking at it because I didn't know what was going on. I'd be ashamed to see my friends, see them Holy Ghost people on the porch. But let me tell you something about the Holy Ghost people. Just because of mama prayer, that's why I'm here today.
Amen.
That's why I'm here today. And guess what? That's why you here too. Don't get that twisted. Don't you get that thing twisted. God heard them old folks' prayers. Them old folks didn't ask for the material things like us. Them old folks didn't ask for Stacey Adams suits. Them old folks didn't ask for all kind of big-time dinners, not eating alligator and all that old kind of mess. They didn't ask for that. They would be going out in them cotton fields, and they would be saying, I know God is real, because he's real in my soul. And then begin to say, surely as I'm going out in these fields, the Lord is real. How I know he's real in my soul.
That's what they be saying. I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that. I would be laughing and all that, going straight to heaven. But let me tell you something about this Jesus of Christ. One thing about him,
He never forget what you've done. And he's going to pay you according to your work. Now, the bosses that you work for, you know, they forget, and they kind of, take sides with the majority. Yeah. This man don't work like that. Mm-mm. If you're working for him, he ain't going to forget you. Under no circumstances, he'll bless you. Because the Bible says, he'll make a door where there ain't no door. He'll make your enemy your footstool. He'll bless you. And then your cup will be running over in the presence of the enemy.
I'm trying not to get too sweaty, y'all,
but you know when you're serving the Lord, you don't be yourself no more. I can't worry about what nobody else say. Because I know one thing, God be good to us. Man, look at here. We were so poor, I said this morning, we were poor as Joe's old church. You know Joe's old church was poor. What? Well, yeah, if a hog come on, a pig didn't come on wash off you. Because he turned around and go the other way. He said, man, I'm going to see you down there. They're going to chop my head off, my tail, my toes, my guts and everything, man. Skillings and everything. What? He go the other way. Now he will. Because he in trouble if you come down here. Now we so hard on that. You going to have high blood pressure. What nothing wrong? What? What? We know what that was. Man, we ate that hog down on our way. Hey, here. And the umbrella, y'all know the umbrella? That's the salt. That's all we had, and some pepper. Now we got seasoned meat, whatever. Man, we got all kinds of stuff. I'm telling you like it is, man. Yeah, I remember that. The more folks, what's up, boy? Good Ash, I'm glad to see her here. I like her, Ash. I pray for her all the time. She's getting big. But I pray for her all the time. She just don't know. I don't have to say, Ashley, I pray for you. I don't have to do that. Don't do that. Because I know the devil's going to be after. I'm going to tell the truth. Tell the devil. Yeah, he's going to be after. Yeah, he is. Just like he had my little twin. The little twin. He had him. Boy, he had him. Because one thing about him, he like to get you when you're young. Get your mind all twisted. And then when you get old, when you're 50 years old, you'll be looking like you're 80. I fool with that mic. I told Coach Smith he had brought me some shirts yesterday, the other day. Some people I showed him. And I got to preaching to him too. It don't make no difference who it is. You just, I'm going to speak the word wherever you are. Because they need the word just like anybody else. Who is you? Everybody going to have to stand up for the word. All right, man. Respect me, though. He said, one thing about you, Stevenson, you ain't ashamed. I said, sure I ain't. We need people like you to pray for us, because we be on the road a lot. Don't you know the pride of the righteous avail much? Right. I told Coach, I said, Coach, I ain't trying to go down here. I said, oh, it was hot out there. I said, Coach, I got to get out this heat. It's hot. And I'm black too. They going. I said, I got to go. I said, because I ain't trying to see that man down there. That man, that's up there too now. Just speaking with that big part. I ain't trying to go down there. What about you? I ain't trying to go down there. I'm trying to go up here. Well, I get a little joy. So, ain't it good? Ain't it good? We lie, talk about one another, and all we gotta do is say, Lord, forgive me. Yeah, we go. Y'all know we do that. I ain't going back to that old church. Man, all they do. Jesus just said about you. He looked beyond your thoughts and saw your knees this morning and said, rise up. I see a brand new day here. Even though you done wrong yesterday, my garment is full of grace, full of mercy. What the Bible said. The Bible said in John 1:17, the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Ain't that good? The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. I got one more thing to say. Look, I'm gonna get, because I know y'all ready to go. Look at her. The Bible said, and she said, what you got in your house? Look in the last part, verse 2. And she said, I don't have nothing but a pot of oil. Now she was wasting up. At least we had a little bread. And you know you should get that cheese, that hook cheese, y'all remember that hook cheese. just get go down and get 12 people. Go by. Y'all know y'all nobody. Me. That hog get cheap, wasn't it? We couldn't get no lunch. We had to get hog get cheap. Put some mine in square. We had old toaster and the TV. I think he's not there. So we keep it going. Before we come up home, but all the girls, ain't God good? See, y'all ain't saw all this. Y'all ain't saw all this. That's why I tell the Sherry David, I said I'm going to the shop, I'll be preaching to him. You just don't know where we come from. Because if you did, you'd appreciate more what you do. You wouldn't be acting a fool like you act now. I know y'all act crazy. You pull your pants up off your butt, and you'll say, thank God that I got a mama and daddy that care about me, can feed me when I can't eat. She says, I don't have nothing save a pot of oil. And one thing or another thing in this script I got out of this, you have to get along with your neighbors. Because the man of God said, go borrow from your neighbors. Now, what if she had been looking down on him when she was up? Because the old folks say, everything go up the ladder, got to come down. No, that's how they say it. A bird fly high must come down. That's how the old folks say it. I'm going to say it. Y'all know that. I'll be sitting down there, they say, don't run out there in the streets and pray. That old boy's so nosy. I'll be sitting there listening to you. Everything. They be chewing that back 100 miles an hour, spitting in that can. Boom, boom. I look, I said, that's what's wrong with some of our children. They need some apple spit on them. They act like me. They're just right. They get my ass cut. They be getting my chin. They spit that back on their butt. They be telling me, you know, that they ain't worth it. Yeah. We need something on them. But ain't we're gonna have to. Miss Jones in the car, and I'll tell you this morning. She called, she said, Pastor Stevenson, we're trying to get ready for next year, and will you want to come and do a lot of class? We know you stepped out of this. I said, no. I said, don't you gonna make me do my degree? I'm sure something else over there. So she went and called Dr. Williams, Mr. Williams. Then he called, he passed, he didn't come up there. I said, if I go to class, I have to put on the whole armor and something. That's too much shoot for that. I said, no. Because I'll be up there. She said, I ain't used to all that. No. Them old folks will beat you with anything. Get on right there. They'll beat you with anything. They ain't tell. You ain't going to talk back to him. No, you ain't. And I used to eat motherfuckers. I'm not used to all that. He ain't that type of tool. I ain't used to that. Mama tell you, they wouldn't tell you, they just look at you. You did right for me. They say, you're going in here slow. That's from Chris. I don't know if y'all know about Chris.
Yeah.
Brook City. Yeah. And I think all stars. I'm finna go. I know y'all. This Monday. Y'all got, I got 5 minutes left. They say, you're going in this slow. And they have a big old stick.
Let the message preached today bless you and has led you to a deeper walk in the Lord.
New Jerusalem worship services are as follows. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Morning worship at 11 a.m. And Wednesdays at 5 p.m. a Bible study.
And New Beulah Baptist Church, 908 Carlos Street, Boyce, Louisiana. Service time, 2nd and 4th Sunday, 8 a.m. morning worship and 9:30 a.m. Sunday school.
God bless you.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina
Good morning.
Alexandria.
Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3845, or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
That in hell lift up my heart.